That was Sweet Gang. Yes. Okay, there we go. Sorry, couldn't hear myself in the headphones. I'm only human. All right, that was the Sweet. That was a single. It was a B-side from 1973. And, you know, sort of before, you know, Nugent and his, you know, sexual stuff and ZZ Top with their sleaze stuff. I love that song. And it's one of the reasons they were taken seriously in the UK and not here. They were a much harder rocking band live. So they got the play out all over the place. Easy transition from like the bubblegum stuff to the rock stuff. There's a couple of live versions of that song. I have one posted on the Classic Rock Mine website or the Facebook page. Unable to play it on the air. Check it out and you will know why. Okay, before the Sweet, we heard Thin Lizzy, King's Vengeance off of Fighting from 75. Free gave us Trouble on Double Time, that's off of Free from 1969. The Blue Effect from Czechoslovakia gave us Brother's Song off of Kingdom of Life. And Stray gave us Dirt Finger. That's a great song title, Dirt Finger. That's off of Valhalla from 2021. I'm chuckling because Dirt Finger was my nickname in college. Moving right along, we have about 45 minutes, gang. We are going to Sweden, and if you were in Sweden in 1974, you may have sounded like this. Dig it and dig it deep. Okay, that's just too embarrassing to let go. That was clearly not a band from Sweden, but this is Dig It and Dig It Deep.
yourself and keep your big mouth shut. Don't you touch nobody with hey, 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 hey. And if all you got is poison in your mouth, make sure that you don't speak. It's 3:30 in the early morning.
Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org to learn more. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. That was the Alan Parsons Project, kids. That was Genesis 1, Volume 30, Verse 32. That's off of iRobots, the last song on the album. Ooh, and it's atmospheric and creepy, and that is an awesome album. Everybody should own that album. That came out in 77. That was on vinyl. Before that, we were in Italy for Osana with Somehow, Somewhere, Sometime. That is off of Landscape of Life from 1974. Lou Reed gave us Martial Law. That's off of Legendary Hearts on vinyl from 1983. Black Sabbath started us off with A National Acrobat. That's off of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath from 1980. And the band we went to Sweden for twice was Neon Rose, A Picture of Me, off of A Dream of Glory and Pride from 74. All right, 20 minutes left. I'm going to shut up and play stuff.
Every day gets stronger.
Okay, That was a band called Nuts from Liverpool. That was Beast of the Field, which sounded an awful lot like A National Acrobat by Black Sabbath. The only thing is, the Black Sabbath, A National Acrobat, Sabbath Bloody Sabbath came out in 1980. Nuts with Beast of the Field off of Hard Nuts came out in 1976. Really makes you think. Ooh. Before that, the Average White Band on vinyl with a cover of the Isley Brothers song, Work to Do. That is off of Average White Band from 74. Robin Trower gave us I Can't Wait Much Longer. That is off of Twice Removed from Yesterday. That came out in 73, and that was his first solo album.
Ooh.
Also on vinyl, the Alan Parsons Project with Genesis 1, verse 32, which I've already talked about. That's off of iRobot, which everybody should own and read the book.
Read the book.
So that brings us to the end of this episode of Classic Rock Mine. Visit the Classic Rock Mine Facebook page for more fun and excitement. I leave you with a song by Walter Rossi, Canadian guitarist who recently passed away. This is Malaguena Revisited off of Six Strings, Nine Lives. This came out in 78. Dig it and dig it deep. I'll be back next week. Bye.